The thousands of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with Pope Benedict XVI this Sunday were greeted with brilliant sunshine that by noon in Rome had done much to dispel the early morning chill in the air on the first Sunday in December and the first Sunday of Advent. In remarks before the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict gave thanks to God for all those who sustained him during his recent apostolic voyage in Turkey.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, desidero ringraziare ancora una volta insieme a voi il Signore.
The Pope said he felt the uplifting accompaniment of the prayers of the whole Christian community and promised to speak more fulsomely about his visit at the weekly general audience this coming Wednesday. Pope Benedict did describe his visit as an unforgettable spiritual and pastoral experience from which he said he hoped might come good fruits of greater cooperation among all Christ's disciples and productive dialogue with Muslim believers.
Mi preme ora rinnovare la mia gratitudine a quanti hanno organizzato il viaggio.
Pope Benedict also thanked especially the Turkish authorities and his friends, the Turkish people, who he said offered him a welcome worthy of their traditional spirit of hospitality.
Che mi ha riservato un'accoglienza degna.
The Holy Father continued to say his thoughts turn at the beginning of Advent to the dear Catholic community that lives in Turkish land. Recalling his opportunity to meet and say Mass with them, Pope Benedict said, "Our brothers and sisters there live in circumstances that are often not easy. They are," said Pope Benedict, "a diverse little flock, truly full of enthusiasm and of faith." They live, said Pope Benedict, in a powerful and constant manner, the experience of Advent sustained by hope.
Che potremmo dire vive costantemente ed in maniera forte l'esperienza dell'avvento sostenuto dalla speranza.
In Advent, said the Holy Father, the liturgy often repeats and overcomes our natural diffidence so as to assure us that God comes. God comes to be with us in whatever situation we find ourselves. He comes to live among us. He comes to close the distances that divide us and separate us. He comes to reconcile us to himself and to each other. He comes into human history. He comes and knocks on the door of every man and woman of goodwill in order to win for individuals, for families, and for whole peoples the gift of fraternity, the gift of concord, the gift of peace.
Il dono della fraternità, della concordia e della pace.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in several languages, including English.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent. The Church begins a new liturgical year. The Gospel speaks of Christ, the Son of Man, and invites us to prepare our hearts to receive him. May Advent be a time of purification that leads to love as we look with hope to the dawn of his coming. I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome and a blessed Sunday.